1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Primary election day in a handful of states. In Maryland, Republican former Governor Larry Hogan, the ABC News projected winner in the U.S. Senate primary. He has a history of winning over Democratic voters, but acknowledges winning the Senate seat will be difficult. Incumbent West Virginia Congresswoman Carol Miller held off a challenge from convicted January 6th insurrectionist Derek Evans to win the Republican primary there. The Biden administration told Congress it's readying a new military aid package for Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. The White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The White House threatening a veto of House Republican legislation requiring the administration to deliver those bombs to Israel. This is ABC News. 70 years ago Tuesday, the Supreme Court struck down state laws establishing racial segregation in public schools, calling them unconstitutional.
The White House has plans all week to mark one of the more pivotal moments in the civil rights movement. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
A promise that this would be a nation where students of all races and backgrounds could learn together in the same classrooms.
And it's a busy schedule ahead for President Biden. Thursday, Biden will meet with plaintiffs from the case Brown versus Board of Education. Friday, the president will deliver remarks at an NAACP event. And Sunday, Biden is delivering the commencement address at Morehouse College. M1, ABC News, Washington.
Leave your ammo at home. More Americans detained in Turks and Caicos after bullets were found in their luggage. Turks and Caicos says 4 Americans have been detained since April 26th. You can get 12 years in prison for bringing ammo into the British territories. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimbl, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Pirates series at AmFam Field. The play of the night, Milwaukee Sal Frelick at center field. The batter, Andrew McCutchen. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it!
Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
That was a perfect.
perfect route to that baseball. What a catch. And it kept the tying run from coming to the plate.
The final score of the Brewers 4, Pittsburgh 3. Sal Frelick also hit his first home run of the season. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on why Frelick's now coming alive.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is and then think about trying to play in the big leagues. And it's not just he's not just physically gifted. We wore him out a little bit in spring training, and now he's kind of settling in. So I'm happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies at mid-40s in the overnight with a gusty northeast wind. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-60s. Wednesday night, a few more clouds. By Thursday, we'll see some showers developing, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and musical entertainer Rob Paravonian, who will sing a Beach Boys song about his grandpa. And we discuss the latest and greatest in binge-watchable entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Seeing there's a welcome back to the second hour of our program, by the way. There's a gag order, of course, on Donald Trump from attacking the judge's family or anybody else's family or pretty much anybody except the judge or the prosecutors. So Trump now has Tommy Tuberville and J.D. Vance and all these other buffoons coming to his trial and walking out and violating the gag order on his behalf. So now there's a question, will Judge Merchan hold a hearing that, you know, is Trump helping set this up? Is he violating the gag order indirectly? There's just no bottom for these guys. You know, I mean, this is so sleazy. It's just incredible. All right. Speaking of sleazy, the congressman from Louisiana, Mike Johnson, is there at Trump's trial, proclaiming himself to be Moses. He says God told him to run America. He's Speaker of the House of Representatives. He's the most powerful elected Republican in the United States right now. And so, you know, on behalf of God and Jesus, he has gone to the criminal trial of a convicted rapist to argue that basically forcing himself on a woman to have sex with him and then paying her to keep quiet about it is like, you know, that's obviously what Jesus would do, right? I mean, it's just obviously what Jesus would do. So anyhow, that's kind of Louisiana in a nutshell for you, I guess, or at least Louisiana Republicans. Obviously, Louisiana Democrats are pretty good people. But down in Louisiana, there is an abortion ban that the only exception to it is to save the life of the mother. And doctors who perform illegal abortions face 15 years in prison in Louisiana. So Representative Delisha Boyd, a Democrat, I'm not sure where she's from in Louisiana, but anyhow, she introduced legislation back in February to expand that exception from just the life of the mother to the life of the mother and victims of rape and incest. Republicans said, no, we won't vote for that. And in fact, one of the Republican legislators came right out and said, this was Representative Lauren Ventrella, said, teenagers who had consensual sex might feign rape or incest in order to get access to an abortion. Right. So Representative Boyd changed her proposed amendment to the law to say, okay, we'll make an exception and allow abortions for victims of rape and incest who are under 16 years old. You know, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, whatever. And she thought that, you know, certainly that'll pass, right? And in fact, she told the story of how her own mother was raped and impregnated when she was 15. And gave birth, and the consequence of that was that she died at the age of 30. I mean, the health consequences of, giving birth when you're 15 years old can be pretty dramatic. But nonetheless, it never even got out of committee. There was seven Republicans and four Democrats on the committee that through which this legislation had to pass, and all seven Republicans voted not to pass the exception for rape and incest of a 12-year-old, basically. On top of that, Republicans, by the way, a 2023 survey found that 77% of Louisiana voters think there should be an exception for rape and incest. And a majority of Louisiana voters support access to abortion up to 15 weeks. But now the anti-abortion lawmakers in Louisiana, the Republicans, are pushing for reclassifying mifepristone and misoprostol as controlled dangerous substances, putting them on the Schedule 4 drugs like opiates. And the penalty for possessing or distributing such drugs in Louisiana right now is 10 years in prison. More than 240 doctors wrote a letter to the legislature, to the Republicans in the legislature, saying these are not dangerous drugs. They are literally safer than aspirin in terms of side effects. But they've also pointed out that Louisiana is, quote, among the U.S. states with the lowest number of employed obstetricians and gynecologists in the country, with the majority of its parishes, counties, having less than 2 per 100,000 residents. But nonetheless, the Republicans in the legislature said, nah, we're going to continue doing this. We're going to try and outlaw these drugs. What wonderful people, huh? I'm wondering, you know, at what point do these red states start hemorrhaging citizens? I mean, if I, as a parent, had kids who were still in my house and were teenagers, girls in particular, I would not want to live in one of these red states. I mean, if they get raped, they still have to give birth? Are you kidding me? Anyway, in Tennessee, this is just continuing the bizarre story. Tennessee, of course, also has a ban on abortion, thanks to the Republicans in Tennessee. And Brianna Cecil, 34, got pregnant. She was 12 weeks pregnant. She went in for an ultrasound, and the doctor said, I've got really bad news. And he showed her the fetus's brain was not attached to its spinal cord, meaning that the brain was not developing and not working, and that this fetus would probably die in utero, but if it was born, would die within seconds of being born because it didn't have the ability to breathe. So she asked her doctor, you know, can I get an abortion? And he said, no, you can't. There are no exceptions here in Tennessee. You're going to have to give birth to this brain-dead baby. So she left the state to get an abortion. She said after sobbing to receptionists at roughly 20 clinics and hospitals around the country in a desperate effort to get an appointment, she finally had success at a hospital in Chicago. She went to Chicago. She got an abortion. She came back to Tennessee. And about a week later, she started experiencing pain and throwing a fever. And she couldn't go to the doctor that did the abortion and say, hey, I think that, you know, something's wrong here. Because it's illegal in Tennessee. So she just got sicker and sicker, and finally she showed up in the emergency room and they had to open her up. She now has a scar from her crotch all the way up to the middle of her stomach. They had to cut her open and remove a fallopian tube and take out part of her right ovary and cut open her uterus, because there was apparently still some tissue left in there from the abortion. The abortion was not, a five-star abortion, shall we say. And she now can no longer have children because of the law in Tennessee making it, you know, so difficult. She had to go through this whole odyssey, and so she's telling her story publicly now. But this is the world that Republicans want for you and me and the women in our lives, And I would add, it's not just a women's issue. I mean, these women have parents and they have husbands and they have friends and they have sisters and brothers. And this is, I mean, these laws are affecting everybody. Obviously, the main brunt of it is the women, because this is the Republican effort to control the bodies of women. It's just that simple. Meanwhile, the ultra-processed food corporations are knocking on our door.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Trying to cram junk food down our kids' throats. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
Hey, folks. It's Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, talking about our favorite government program, Social Security. Social Security is America's retirement plan. And you know how it works. A small piece of every paycheck goes into a huge national savings account. And then when we retire, that fund pays nearly everybody a monthly check, and it helps replace the income that we're no longer earning. The amount you get each month depends on how old you are when you retire and how much you made in your highest paid years. In 2023, about two-thirds of retired Americans relied on Social Security, which is why any politician who even suggests that Social Security should be cut better have a darn good retirement plan of their own. If you agree, join me and the 6 million members at Work Money. That's the not-for-profit I run. We tell companies and political leaders that they better do right by everyday folks. You can find us at workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey,
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made from viscose, from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. All righty. The ultra-processed food industry is Ralph Nader's got a newsletter over on Substack, but this was reprinted over on Common Dreams. He talked about how about 45 years ago at a social gathering, he asked the executive of a large food processing company if he fed his own kids the heavily sugared cereals that they were selling, and the guy said nope. Ralph is like, yep. So anyway, he notes it was about 1980 when obesity rates started rising at an alarming rate. And now about 30% of adults are obese, another 35% are overweight. That's 65% of all American adults struggling with their weight right now. Goldman Sachs study recently estimated that by 2028, 70 million Americans would be taking these new weight loss drugs. But he notes, Ralph Nader notes, that it was also in the 1980s when the food scientists, and I put those in scare quotes, realized that if they manufactured foods that had high levels of sugar, salt, and fat, that deadly triad of food additives would cause people to become essentially addicted to those foods. And thus, hot dogs, potato chips, soft drinks, all this kind of stuff, all started showing up with salt in it, with fat in it, with sugar, not necessarily soft drinks, but you get the whole thing. In 2024, the New York Times defined ultra-processed foods as, quote, using industrial methods and ingredients you wouldn't typically find in grocery stores, like high-fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils, and concentrated proteins like soy isolate. Also, flavorings, colorings, emulsifiers, et cetera. And this is just amazing. Ultra-processed foods, UPFs, make up two-thirds of the calories consumed by children and teenagers in the United States. Now, these are the foods that cause obesity. There's another study that was published last week finding that 50% of all the cancers in America are caused by or have a causal association with obesity. So being overweight isn't just, you know, a problem for heart disease and, you know, burning your joints out early and requiring things like knee replacements. Being overweight is also puts you at a 100% higher risk for cancer than not being overweight. And these are the foods that cause this and the addiction to these foods. The Times continued, in a large review of studies that was published in 2024, scientists reported that consuming UPFs, ultra-processed foods, was associated with 32 health problems, with the most convincing evidence for heart disease-related deaths, type 2 diabetes, and common mental health issues, including anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression from eating ultra-processed foods. I mean, they're scrambling your body's metabolism. You know, our bodies run on sugar, right? Glycogen, glucose converts to glycogen in the liver, and glycogen that's the stuff your muscles use and your brain uses. And this, you know, these kinds of foods just they scramble that whole sugar processing system. Canada and Mexico both have published guidelines that say avoid these kinds of foods, these ultra-processed foods. Not so in the United States. We have no such guidelines. Why? Because five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court said that it's legal to bribe politicians. That includes people who work in federal agencies. And, you know, they basically, you know, the processed food industry has bought the foods that it wants. It's crazy. All righty. I was going to say, what's up? Well, yeah, what's on your mind? Brad in Prattville, Alabama. Hey, Brad, what's up? What's up?
Hey, Tom, just wanted to give you guys a quick update on the library situation going on here in Alabama. Last week, we had some good news. HB 385 was died in the House and the Senate. HB 385 was a proposal to jail librarians for anything that is considered obscene by the state for having it in their libraries. It was one of the bills that was quickly written, quickly drafted, and a very poor, I think one of the, you know, maybe a high school student or something wrote it. It was not a good bill in any way, shape, or form, but it was defeated last week.
That's good
news. But,
too,
just to let you guys know that this is not over. They are going to go back with it. The biggest threat right now is in our local libraries. This all started, you know, of course, about 2 years ago at Prattville, my hometown library, and it is being used as a guinea pig. But now that they've moved on, just to let some of your listeners know, if you're in Shelby County, Jefferson County, you guys need to be aware they're coming from the North Shelby Library and also up around Huntsville, Mobile, everywhere, all over our state. They're going over and taking over our local library boards. So I just want to encourage everybody, find out when your next library board meeting is. Sign up to speak if you're able to. Start attending your city council and county commission meetings, because eventually they are going to have all of the books taken out which have any kind of LGBTQ themes, anything going towards the civil rights movement, and then the next marginalized group that they'll move on to.
Yeah, they basically want to erase queer and black people in particular from the intellectual landscape of our children.
Absolutely. We'll have the Gone with the Wind version of history back again, and that is all we will know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a good point, too. I mean, that Gone with the Wind was arguably a book that was a defense of slavery.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but Roots, I remember when I was a kid, they would not show Roots in our history classes because they were afraid it would upset too many people.
Yeah, well, there was a bunch of TV stations in the South who wouldn't play it when it was on TV, too.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, have a good day, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. You too. Thanks for the update. Amazing. Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, Norma is up next. We'll pick up her call on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Get active. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Primary election day in a handful of states. In Maryland, Republican former Governor Larry Hogan, the ABC News projected winner in the U.S. Senate primary. He has a history of winning over Democratic voters, but acknowledges winning the Senate seat will be difficult. Incumbent West Virginia Congresswoman Carol Miller held off a challenge from convicted January 6th insurrectionist Derek Evans to win the Republican primary there. The Biden administration told Congress it's readying a new military aid package for Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. The White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The White House threatening a veto of House Republican legislation requiring the administration to deliver those bombs to Israel. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Senate Republicans are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' vetoes. Critics say the moves are symbolic at best and election year posturing at worst. The overrides include bills to fight PFAS pollution and a population goal for gray wolves. Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly for the overrides to hold up. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments Monday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept when the legislature writes a statute that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president is expected to be close in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies at mid-40s in the overnight with a gusty northeast wind. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the low to mid-60s. Wednesday night, a few more clouds. By Thursday, we'll see some showers developing, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us to discuss today's event. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code is Tom, THOM, to get a free 30-day supply on all the bundles of new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com. GetSuperBeats.com and use the code Tom, THOM. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a lot of stuff. I think Michael Cohen needs to go in witness protection when this is over.
Yeah, I think he might have to. By the way, just FYI, the prosecution has said that he will be their final witness. And he's going into a cross-examination this afternoon as soon as they come back from the lunch break.
Yeah, I know. I'm flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
But a couple of things. One, the guy from Prattville was talking about our libraries.
Mm-hmm.
That group of women who go to state to state to get rid of stuff they think is inappropriate has been here, and they're going after the board of the libraries, the state board. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. And they're trying to get them defunded.
Is this the so-called Moms for Liberty?
Something like that, yes. Mm-hmm. And so that would, once you lose the funding for the library, you know, it's hard for them to keep the buildings open. But right. they want to remove any book that might teach a child it's okay to like people who are different. And that's mm-hmm. the whole point.
Yeah.
But also on the union things, the state has passed a law, bill, in the Senate, that if a corporation comes here and allows a union, they will lose all of their concessions that they were given to bring their company here.
Oh, really?
And so that's a lot of, yes.
Wow.
And there's a little program called Capital Journal that comes on in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And it also comes on Sundays at 12. But that's one way to watch what they're doing. It's more pro-Republican than being independent.
Yeah.
But I had a wreck. I got hit.
Oh, no.
And so...
Are you
yep,
okay?
I'm fine. But my poor truck, Jane, got bashed.
Oh.
And then...
You named your truck Jane?
It's plain Jane truck.
Oh, how sweet. I love it. I've got to come up with a name for my Ioniq 5. Anyhow, back to you, Norma. So you were saying...
Yeah, well, it's just a plain work truck. I ordered
mm-hmm.
it. You know, no electronics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's a 2013 and has about 46,000 miles on it now.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, his insurance company was very good, and the truck is repaired, and I have it back now. But during the period of time, I didn't have it. They sent paperwork to a rental car company here for me to get a car at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't have the car until I put down a deposit on a credit card. And they charged me for the card. I was still upset and didn't realize they charged the whole thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the insurance company, and they said they would take care of it. And they have received payment from the insurance company, but they said they cannot refund my charges for 5 to 10 working days.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
this is an incredible scam.
This is a scam.
Yeah, I got whacked with this myself just this week. Louise and I are... having solar panels put on our roof, and I needed to move some money from a retirement account or an investment account into my bank account, and they took it out of my investment account on Wednesday or Thursday, and it didn't show up in my checking account until yesterday. And where was that money for those 4 days? It was called the float. The bank, either the bank
yes,
or
the
investment company, was making money on my money.
Yes. And so you think about the millions of people who rent a car. While I was standing there, an elderly couple wanted to rent a car to take a trip.
Mm.
and they had to put down a $500 deposit and pay the entire rental thing immediately, which is close to $1,500.
Right.
And so if they have this deposit from everyone who rents a car and you don't get it back for one to two working weeks, you know, work days, they are creating a massive float across the country.
Yep.
And the people who use their cards, they probably have an interest rate they don't like the rest of us, because it's usury now for everybody.
Yep.
And so this is a way for them to appear more solvent than they actually are, because they're using what I call OPM, yeah, other people's money.
You're right.
To do this.
You're right. And they're making money on that money.
Yes, they're making money on that while the people are being charged money for the interest that they put on the amount they put on their card.
Yeah.
And why isn't this illegal? They also charged me something called a licensing fee to drive the vehicle and a fee for the tag.
Oh, geez.
And when I talked to auto rental tax recovery, vehicle license fee, that was another $40.
Wow. So they're just nickel and diming you.
Yes, these are what Bernie calls
junk fees.
What was the term he? Junk fees. Yeah. Yes, and the insurance company had a fit. But yeah, it's just, I still have not heard back from this rental car company as to when I will receive my credit.
Incredible.
And I've checked with my card people, and no, I have not received a credit.
Yeah, amazing.
So you know, I think that if you can borrow a car from somebody, or you want to keep a junk car around that you can use when you have a wreck, you'd be a lot better off.
Yeah. Well, try to avoid the wreck, too. But, yeah, I get it. Norma, thank you. It's always so nice to hear from you, and thanks for the story. I'm so glad to hear that you're okay. I mean, that was...
Yeah, well, it's just been six to eight weeks of chaos here.
Yeah.
My neighbor's 27-year-old son took Xanax, and it was laced with fentanyl, and he died.
Oh, no.
And, yes. And, she's moving. She won't live in the house where he died. And so it's just, you know, that's the second fentanyl death on the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns, you know, it's so cheap to make this stuff that it's almost impossible to stop it coming into the country now. And
yeah, so.
And China will not stop.
Tell people that if you want to help, if they want to help get Democrats in, ask them if they can support their parents when they lose their Social Security check, or they lose their SNAP card, or they lose their Medicare,
yeah,
because the Republicans want to get rid of it. Ask them, and then tell them these are the bills they're waiting on to pass.
It's a great
and
one.
And see what kind of a shocked reaction you get.
That's a great one.
That might help.
Norma, I got to move along, but thank you so much for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, so first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Patricia, the one who's talking about knocking on doors and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. She was spectacular.
Yeah, it's fantastic. When women get involved in politics, it's like they don't mess around.
Yeah, well, anyone gets involved. But, yeah, she's particularly good.
Absolutely. So what I'm calling, I guess the subject of what I'm calling about is, you asked a question earlier, how do you think Trump is going to try to steal the election this time?
Yeah.
And I have five words. The five words that he said at that first debate with Biden: stand back and stand by.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember this?
I do.
Moment at the debate?
To the Proud Boys, yeah, I do.
Yeah, and so that's really what I'm concerned about, is the strong arm tactics by his followers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some isolated stories, but they weren't, I don't know if they were very common, of men in full tactical gear standing outside of a, not a polling center, but a,
drop box.
Drop boxes, yeah.
I was in Texas and in Arizona. We've seen reports of those things happening. And the Republicans now are trying to recruit 100,000 such people to show up at polling places all across the country. And two states last year, or 2 years ago in 2022, two red states refused to allow election monitors from the Department of Justice into their states.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
It's incredible. I mean, it's just like these guys are clearly planning on rigging, you know, on stealing an election. They're going to do everything they can, and we've got to be very, very vigilant. Brandon,
yeah,
thank
and
you.
On that,
go ahead.
Sir, sir, on that subject, I would suggest there's a really good documentary made by the Midas Touch guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Against All Enemies, and it's about how a lot of these guys are former military guys.
Yeah.
And they're not messing around.
Yeah, no, I get
it.
Well, we saw that. Yeah, was that the one that documented how they were using military formation to attack the Capitol?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yep, I've seen it. Brandon, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Right. Keith in Miller, South Dakota. Hey, Keith, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. One thing about Kristi Noem that people don't know.
Yeah, she's your governor. What's that?
Yeah, she her horrible decisions with the reservations, because they have all these fighting Indian tribes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's three tribes that have banned her now.
Unite them. Yeah, yeah. She her horrible policies. She managed to unite them.
I think there's like one fifth of the state where she's not welcome to go, where she can't step foot.
Well, I don't. She's
these
in
three,
charge
three
of it.
Three big reservations.
Know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're typically fighting at each other's throats, but she, her horrible policies managed to unite them.
Well, I guess there's something good about the dog killing
lady.
Yeah,
it's no wind that blows no good.
There you go. Yeah, Old Yeller is rolling over in his grave. Keith, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear from you there in South Dakota. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The Donald Trump's defense lawyers are going to go after Michael Cohen in a few minutes, probably 20-30 minutes, something like that, after the lunch break in New York.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Mayretta, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I'm glad to be talking to a whiz in geography. You know places.
Well, I used to live in Mayretta.
I live in East Cobb. And a few years ago, when Marjorie Taylor Greene first ran for Congress, I was driving around East Cobb. I saw a yard sign that said, Green for Congress. I knew most of the politicians in the area. I did not know Green. So I asked a Democratic friend, what's going on? He said, Green is a Republican running for Congress. The next week, the sign was gone. And Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently picked up and moved the signs to Dalton, Georgia, Northwest Georgia, and she got elected up there.
Oh, really? She was venue shopping or whatever you call that.
It's legal. The only question I have now is, where is her legal residence?
I don't know.
If somebody calls in and they know, fine.
Yeah.
Next one is a quick one about union busting.
Mm-hmm.
That is labor intensive. That is expensive. Most companies that want to break a union find it cost effective to subcontract that kind of work.
Right. Yeah, there's firms that do this for a living. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Yes, I remember reading it either the New Yorker or the New York Times that there was one place, I think it was Tulsa, Oklahoma, that gets the majority of that business.
Mm-hmm.
They have salespeople that go all around the country going, it's a whole lot cheaper if you hire us than you hire a bunch of people and put them on your payroll. And if you can find that article, it is really darn good.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you mind? Well, that's my trivia for the day.
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from my old stomping grounds. Thank you so much. Rick in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things is you're talking about the these companies that go around and they buy up apartment buildings and buy up businesses, and then they enjoy their the reward by when the company goes bankrupt. And I find it to be fascinating because I was wondering, like, what happened to Toys R Us? What happened to Kmart? What happened to all these stores that I used to go
to? Private equity is what happened to them.
Yeah, private equity. And another separate note is that I've been talking to a lot of my friends lately, and one thing I find to be very curious is that a lot of companies have Republicans that are in the CEO position. And what happens there is if somebody makes some bizarre accusation about somebody that's certainly not true, and what ends up happening is the people in charge will believe it verbatim. If they're checking it out, they just believe it verbatim because the other person is a, you know, like a Republican like they are, and they just automatically just believe it. And people have lost their jobs because of false accusations.
Doesn't surprise
you. Have you heard anything like that?
I haven't, but it doesn't surprise me, Rick. You know, companies are basically little kingdoms. They can run them however they want within certain limits.
And again, the name of that, the equity thing, what is it called again?
Private equity.
Private equity, okay. Yeah. Thank you much. Hey, have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot. Good talking to you. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today? Gar?
How you doing today, Tom?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Did you ever get a chance to look at that Mud Seal series?
You know, I wrote it down. It's on my list of, I've got a list of article ideas that I work off for my articles, and it's there, but I have not looked it up yet, Gar.
Everything you have talked about today has gone back to the Mud Seal theory.
I will look it up this afternoon.
The Mud Seal is that you need a lower class and a working class for the wealthy to sit on.
Yeah.
They have to have it. Okay, just like people be hating on China. China done brought 850 million people out of poverty. And they say they're spying on us. They make all our cell phones. They don't have to spy on us. They make the cell phones.
Yeah.
And people, they don't want no war. They don't want Taiwan. All they want to do is sell us products.
Yeah, I'm not believing that. Like, I think they very much want Taiwan, and
no, they don't need Taiwan.
Then why are they buzzing the island with F-35 or their equivalent of F-35s? Why have they surrounded the island with military ships?
When the last time China been to war with somebody? When the last time China been to war with somebody? They don't go to war.
Yeah, Gar, you're listening to Chinese propaganda.
No. 850 million people out of poverty in the United States of America don't want to do that. Don't want to bring people out of poverty.
Well, there is
China
that.
China is a role model on how to bring people out of poverty, and homelessness is going crazy in the United States.
Yeah,
and
so would you like to have a Chinese form of government here where if you speak out against the government, they put you to death?
Tom, we don't want to bring people out of poverty.
Would you like to have a form of government where they put you to death when you speak out against the government, Gar?
We got more people.
China
out of poverty.
Does that, you know. China does
it. We brought 850 million people out of poverty.
Yeah. It's,
we don't want to do that.
All they did was embrace capitalism.
We don't
want to
bring
Gar.
Americans out of poverty.
Gar, I got it. Okay, you got one thing to repeat over and over. It's a good one, you know. China promotes that very heavily. We'll be back. Let's see. Oh, the GOP is lying about states' rights. Why does that matter? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, from electric school buses to solar panels, how we're educating our children while being better to the environment.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.